It's Chick on Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. First of all, a look at Matt Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for a sunny to partly cloudy day today, breezy 55 to 60. And tomorrow, well, sun and cloudy periods, mid-50s. And on Saturday, start of the weekend, some clouds, mid-60s. We'll check the details on that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're looking at in a story that's in the Lakeville Journal this morning. Indian Mountain School celebrated its centennial. Indian Mountain School celebrated its centennial with a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new warehouse and soccer field. It happened on October 14th. The head of school noted that she came to IMS in 1999, quote, "I spent half my life within the school," end quote. After the ribbon cutting, there was a soccer game on the new field and activities for children at a party for the grown-ups in that new field house. Meanwhile, if you take a train out of Wasaic, Metro North is keeping their buses in service. The train riders are traveling by bus between Wasaic and Southeast stations with a transfer to trains at Southeast, ending November 20th if all goes well, according to Metro North. Riders are advised to allow for additional hour of travel time. For more information, you can go to their website, which is new.mta.info/alerts. On a story also out of the Millerton News this morning at tricornernews.com, the farmers market in Millerton has a new director. The reins of the Northeast Community Center, sponsored by the Millerton's Farmers Market, are changing hands as Armenia resident Francis Franny Paez takes over from longtime director John Nowak, according to the Northeast Community Center Director of Community Programs, Paul Bengston. Nowak has spent the past month with Perez teaching him the ropes of the weekly Saturday market at the corner of Dutchess Avenue and Main Street. Of the change, they said, quote, "NECC appreciates all the time and effort and care John put into the market to grow it what it is today, and we wish him well in his future endeavors," end quote, which, in addition to his weekday job, by the way, will include spending weekend time, finally, with his family. Out of Hartford, it appears that hiring in the state of Connecticut has declined by almost one-third between July and August, as the state's ongoing labor shortage showed little signs of any abatement over the summer months. The number of new hires decreased from 81,000 in July to 55,000 in August. That, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, and the 1.6 decline in Connecticut's hiring rate led the three states that had rates decrease in August. The latest monthly report on state job openings and labor turnover initially showed the number of job openings in Connecticut was largely unchanged in August, from 115,000 in July to 114,000 the following month. The monthly high for 2022 remains the 119,000 job openings in May. The labor shortage remains a top concern for state officials and the business community, and has now become a campaign focus in the 2022 elections. In New York State, a court officer has been suing now the state for dismissal over derogatory posts about the Vice President Kamala Harris and refugees. A New York court officer sued the state judiciary last Friday, seeking to reverse his dismissal over Facebook comments that were found by court officials to evidence bias against women and refugees, amongst others. Dave Pearl, 53, who was most recently assigned to the Westchester County Courthouse, argued that his social media comments reflected legitimate political discourse in a trio of comments. Pearl opposed Syrian refugees and used the derogatory term for sex workers to refer to the vice president. In June, Justice Norman St. George, the court system's top administrative judge outside of New York City, opted to fire Pearl, concurring with the hearing officer that his remarks had run afoul of the court's systems of standard and conduct. As part of the disciplinary process, a hearing officer conducts a disciplinary hearing and prepares a report and recommendation for the administrative judge, who make the final determination about the employee's fate. Well, today is the day Housatonic Valley Regional High School students will showcase themselves. It'll happen between 6 and 8 p.m. at the Center on Main in Falls Village. The 21st Century Fund for Housatonic is inviting the public to meet students and teachers in the community. Yes, so generously supported. Drinks and hors d'oeuvres, compliments of the 21st Century Fund, will be served. RSVP to nmartin@hvrhs.org. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting. That happens tonight at 6:30. Ancrum Town Board meeting and public hearing happens today. The Town Board will be there in person. The public participates via Zoom only. It starts at 6:55. Pine Plains has their Town Board meeting beginning at 7 o'clock. And a reminder, there is a vaccination clinic, flu vaccination clinic, going on at the Sharon Pharmacy until 1 o'clock. This afternoon. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them at interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They have a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 30,423.81. The NASDAQ at 10,680.51. And the S&P 500 at 3695.16. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.